Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
When he made this earth, it was perfect and it was glorious. But at the katabole, at the overthrow, at the casting down, at that terrible thing that happened, this earth shook. And when it shook, the mountains came up and erupted. And you can see where there's strata that was at one time like this, and it's like this. God says there's been shakings and there's going to be shakings. So, I beheld the mountains and lo, they trembled. And all the hills moved lightly. I beheld and there was no man, no being, not one existing of those beings. Whoever those beings were, they were not like us. But they lost their form. They lost their first estate. The Bible says they lost their first estate. Their first estate was they were good creatures. But they lost it. And all the birds of the heaven were fled. Even the birds were not around anymore. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down. They had cities. Yep. But they disappeared. He shook them right down. What did this? What great power? Was it a meteor? No. This happened at the presence of the Lord. And by his what? What does it say? Fierce anger. He was not happy. For thus saith the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, but I will not make a full end. In other words, he's going to come back. Earth is going to head toward perfection. Everything of God is heading toward perfection. So this is when it happened. It was mercy that he didn't just wipe the whole thing off. He just didn't say, didn't blow away the planet. But he really can't do that because he's bound by his own words and his own work. His work has to come to good.
In his purpose.
Yeah, his purpose. So, now, 2 Peter 3, 5 and 6. The Lord is good, guys. Praise God. Help us, Lord. 2 Peter 3. Oh, all of 2 Peter is prophetic. And we can't teach it all right now, but Peter's about to die, and he's telling him, it's not over. God's not slack concerning his promises. This thing's going to go on for a while. Going to be some false teachers. But he says, 2 Peter 3, verse 1, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Actually, it says, I rouse you to wake up. That's what it says. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Remember, the prophets are what's going to tell us what's going to happen. And of the commandment of us, the apostles. Remember what the Old Testament prophets said? Remember what we, the apostles, said. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. See, from Genesis 1:1. So nothing changed since Genesis 1:1. That's what they'll say. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, the cosmos is the Greek word, that then was being overflowed with water, perished. Peter calls the pre-Adamic civilization the world that then was. The cosmos that then was. It perished. Whereby the cosmos that then was being overflowed with water perished. The world that then was, Peter called it. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against a day of judgment. A day. It doesn't say the day. It's very important to get the articles right. Against a day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. God is not slack concerning the promise, his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, verse 13, we, according to the promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So here we see Peter talk about the world that then was, the world that is now, and the coming new heavens and new earth. So, I guess we talk a little bit about the fall of Lucifer. I want to let you home before dark. Yeah, we do. We all got good lights on our cars, don't we? Let's look at the fall of... We'll look at the fall of Lucifer a little bit. We'll look at Ezekiel 28. That's what Revelation does to us, doesn't it? I saw something this week. I can't even remember what it was, but when I saw it, I got so tickled. All right, here we go on Ezekiel chapter 20. No? 28. Ezekiel 28, it's going to show you the double kingdom system. Brother Hagin talks about that in the book Triumphant Church. Double kingdom system. Here we are on earth, and then there's a surrounding it, there's another New Testament calls them the authorities of the powers of the authorities of the air. Okay, and here's how it works. Real simply told here. Tyre is actually what he's talking about. Was a great, powerful city-state, and it was on an island, a rock island, off of what's present-day Lebanon. It was probably the most powerful nation, and it was very rich, and it thought it was impregnable. So here we go with the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Ezekiel, say unto the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, you are just a man, thou art a man, and you're not God, though you have said that you are. And a lot of those emperors and kings back in those days claimed to be gods. But he said, you're not that, you're not. You're not God. verse 2 says, you say you're a god, but you're not. You're a man, and you're not God. Now, let's go down to, and he's prophesying you're going to be overthrown, and he was overthrown by Alexander the Great. In verse 8, Ezekiel 28:8, he prophesied to them that they're going to be overthrown. They were overthrown. It was done by Alexander the Great. Now, he's going to talk to someone else. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre. He called the other one a man and he said, you're not a god. And now he's going to talk to someone else. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre and say unto him, you, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden. Here's what he's doing. He's showing us the double kingdom system. To the little guy who was the earthly ruler of Tyre, he said, you're not a god, you're just a man. Now he goes up and he had Ezekiel prophesy, what's going to happen to you? But now he's going up above. He's going into that kingdom above. Have you ever read any of the books of the people that have been to heaven and they talk about when they came down through this, where the powers of the air are and how the angels fight them there? Okay, there is this double kingdom system. There is a kingdom. There is a system from above that rules over the earth. And there's one in there that he called the king of Tyre, who's ruling down through the earthly man, the prince of Tyre. Now this king of Tyre, he says, you were in Eden. Who would that be? Yeah, he was in Eden. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl. Goes on down, names and all, down to gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. He had music inside him. He had musical instruments inside him. When he spoke, he must have sounded like a symphony. And he was created. He's not a man. Men are born. They have belly buttons. This guy was created. Angels don't have them. He was an archangel. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered. He somehow had an access, a covering of the very high places. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Register online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.